Did you sleep well?
Yeah, too good. Forgot where I was.
Occupational hazard?
Yeah. Did you sleep?
Yes, a little on the couch. I was working last night.
You don't sleep, you don't do drugs, you don't drink, you hardly eat. What do, Edward?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I have no idea.
And I'm laughing, and neither do I.
And I have no idea why or where or who. What do we...
So, during the commercial break,
okay,
behind the scenes, we have a new corporate leader who's in town to introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And Steiny and Guru came out to ask a question. Goo's question was, what's one movie that you could watch for the end of time?
Yeah.
She said Shawshank. Great pick. And then she responds, I bet your number two and eyes are not the same. And Goo responds, mine's Pretty Woman. That was the scene where Julia Roberts and Richard Gere, a night, are trying to figure out who they are. So I thought you would know the scene.
No, I didn't. I choked. It's one of my... I'm serious, man. I could watch it, and I have, Evan. I choked there. But, yeah, it's one of my favorite movies.
I've never seen it.
Are you kidding me?
No.
It's a great love story, man. Yeah. Outhouse to the penthouse. Yeah,
Julia. Well, so what's your favorite movie?
Shawshank, with her.
Oh. Yeah. What was her second favorite?
Not Indecent. What was it?
I didn't catch it.
Indecent Proposal?
No, that was one that's on my list.
One of the worst movies ever.
Please.
That's one I shouldn't have seen. I asked her if she was going to the ship tomorrow.
Yeah, she didn't you laugh? She goes, what's the ship? I go, it's the saloon we frequent.
I don't like this.
She's like, saloon? How old I'm in bar.
Steiny just said, I'll let everyone else explain.
Yeah, I said, you coming to the old ship tomorrow? She said, what's the old ship? I said, let them
So
explain.
You played, and I'm jealous, and I played with J.R. Ryder, Jay Key at Open Gym, Gary Payton.
Okay.
You played in a pickup game with Chris Mullin.
Yeah.
And you said they were private games.
Multiple.
That's it.
Multiple.
Damn, Steiny.
I mean, we could do a whole segment on who
I played. So you were Pods because you said you didn't play your real game. You didn't.
No, somebody said if Pods played pickup with Mullin, he wouldn't pass the ball to Mullin. That's all I did.
Assist.
Chris Mills, remember him?
Yeah. 3-1-0 motoring.
Donald Foyle.
How good was he to you, Chris Mills? I'm not solid. He was solid. Okay.
He was solid.
Arizona, right?
Yeah, well. But he was involved in something, Chris Mills, at Kentucky and then Arizona, or Arizona then Kentucky.
Oh, all right.
And, of course, he owned, I think it's 510 Motors.
Now, I played at Club One against a Donald Foyle, scored. He wouldn't remember it, but I do. Evan, it was young Goody.
I'm going to tell you something.
Is it like you over Willard?
This is one of those where I'm going to have to say it. What? I don't believe you. I really don't.
But do you know what you're implying when you say it?
You're
saying I'm lying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I scored on Jay Kidd at Skyline Junior College. Rutherford, Basie, we were all up there. Gerard played at South Florida. I told you, so I had game. I was a late bloomer.
Yeah. I've seen a Donald Foyle play pickup games.
At
I don't
Club
know what,
One.
What did you do? Take
Phil
did you
Handy
make a,
was there.
Did you make a half court shot?
No, I just hit him with the Carmelo right left shoulder
that
dip.
That didn't happen. It did not happen.
No. Dude, you're acting like a Donald Foyle was Rodman in his prime.
Donald Foyle.
He had length.
Defensively.
Yeah, he was.
Was legitimate as a shot blocker.
Yeah, but I was.
There's
quick.
No chance you scored off him. I'm sorry.
Evan, this hurts my heart.
I'm sorry.
Like, you truly believe that?
You didn't.
Wow.
You didn't.
It hurts.
I'm sorry, Goo. And if
I scored, man, because you know I'm a shoot. I got an NBA dude on me. I'm trying to test my stuff. That's what I'm talking about, mindset.
I love you, but I know this part about you that it may not have happened. Let's go to Brian is in Hayward. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Oh, man.
Hey. Hey, guys. How you doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I am so glad that you guys took my call at this very moment in time. Goo, let me tell you something about a Donald Foyle. My junior high I went to, shout out Walters Junior High in Fremont, the year after I left to high school, he showed up to read to the kids, read to achieve. Me and a couple of my buddies found out he was at our old junior high. By the time we got out of school and raced over, he was gone, obviously. But our old teacher told us he was one of the nicest people she had ever met. So, Goo, I hate to burst your bubble, but he probably let you have that.
Oh, I mean, no doubt. Okay, I got you. But Stoddy thinks nice I'm guy, making man. It up. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe you, Goo, but I just don't feel like... you know, it's exactly the way you know went down in your head.
No, you're
I
right.
I believe you, but oh. I think it went down a little bit different.
That's wow, man. Tell like me how you really down. Feel about me, boy.
I believe you had games back you in don't. The day. Going down. Yeah. I can hear it in your voice every day. I know you
I'm
got
hurt.
Games. But the real reason I called, guys. I coach basketball for younger kids, and the best player on the court, the best player who performs every night on the court isn't always the best player. And sometimes that has to do with motivation. I feel like Steph is the best player on the court every night, but sometimes other players will outperform him, not because Steph doesn't care, but because certain other players just come with that extra every night, and sometimes they're better. For instance, I think Kuminga potentially could outplay Steph on most nights, but for whatever reason, he just doesn't grasp the game the same way as the rest of the team. And to go back to the Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr comparisons, let me just put this into perspective for you guys. Steve Kerr had a young core of Steph, Clay and Draymond and Iguodala. And the way I feel about those guys are they're all high IQ, highly skilled guys. Between Steph and Clay and their ability to shoot and just the IQ that they possess about moving around when Steve Kerr introduced that offense, and then Dre, you know, goes without saying offensively and defensively having the IQ, maybe not having the level of skill on offense, but just those guys being as skilled as they were made Steve Kerr's job easier. And when they're young and skilled, then they just need a little motivation. Mm. But I don't feel like this new core of young talent is as skilled. And not it's not a knock on Pods or Kuminga or Moody. These guys are skilled, but they're just nowhere near as skilled as Steph, Clay, and Dre. And even Harrison Barnes. Man, that guy was an athletic specimen, but it's not like he lacked any sort of on-ball or off-ball skill. His biggest thing was he wasn't really an alpha, and he couldn't hit a shot when the lights were bright. Poor guy, man. We saw that again in the Cup game. I think he missed 4 wide-open threes. Man, he is who he was, and you know, trading him for KD was the biggest lopsided exchange of players in the history of the game. So, yeah. You know, just to wrap up my point, the young core that we had with Steph, Clay, Dre, et cetera, these are they're not the same as this young core
no
now.
No chance. And none.
You could develop them, but it's not the same, guys. And, Goo, I just want to say one more time, I believe you, my guy. I know All you right. got game.
All right. I appreciate
Thanks, Brian.
Appreciate the call.
Hey. Appreciate the call. Like, no, that's no,
yeah, we what, got I wasn't even mad at you, Stoddy. The whole I knew Steve Mark Jackson was so deficient in offense. I watched the Warriors with the same and Kerr came in, changed it. It's not even about that. I just felt like you were stripping him of what he did for those guys upstairs when I think that's half the battle.
Here's the bottom line.
But I would never there's no comparison Steve, between Mark and Steve.
Steve Kerr, wasn't it Steve Kerr who said to the veteran Andre Iguodala, we'd like to bring you off the bench and start Harrison Barnes.
Yeah.
That okay, happened. So Harrison Barnes is 22.
Yeah.
Wasn't Kerr the guy who at one point said to David Lee, I'm playing a young Draymond Green over you?
All day, every day.
All right, so those are two young guys that played. And then I'm saying Jordan Poole eventually broke through.
Yeah, and Looney.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, Draymond Green turns into a Hall of Famer, and we end up with Durant and Curry and guy, and it's like, the last caller's right. These guys aren't good enough to supplant these Hall of Famers yet, but the Hall of Famers aren't good enough anymore to get it done.
Well, one of them is. Now you question, do you want to get so frisky? I keep using the word frisky, Stani. If you want to get so frisky and do what we think they are not willing to do, what if Jimmy and Dre ended up being trade bait? Then what are we talking about in regard to what we could get back? I'm just like,
well, what do you think? If you're another team in the league,
I'm being so real.
You want Butler and Draymond?
I gotta say something, and you're gonna say, "Goo, there's nobody on there," and that's the Goo experience. If the Detroit Pistons got their hands on a Jimmy Butler or Draymond Green, that, like, I could see them getting to the finals, and they might do it without those.
Exactly.
But those, they would covet two soldiers like that. And let's just say one of them, I would like Stoddy, but then you're going to be like, well, Goo, what are you getting from Detroit?
Do the Pistons have the best record in the East right now? They do. So the Pistons have the best record in the East. They're growing.
But Dre,
you want him to bring Jimmy Butler in?
Well, it was more Draymond. It was more Draymond. A guy that's not going to eat anybody's shots. He's going to facilitate, play hellified D. And when you get to to where the metal hits the road, that, like, Draymond could take a young team over the top that way.
Or he could flat out ruin it.
That's facts.
If you think the Detroit Pistons are going to take a shot this year with their whole future in front of them for two 36-year-olds, that's what I think is preposterous.
Well, it's not two. It's kind of one going that locale. And then let me just double back. Let's just do it. And you're going to laugh. What could the Rockets do? I look at the Rockets like you could use a Draymond Green back with KD.
Well, they have three centers.
He would be four, and you can pluck one of those. You know what I mean? Like, there's some teams that where you tell me Dre, and forget Jimmy just right now, I'm like, Stani, I could see him putting him over the top.
Who?
Draymond.
Which team?
Like the Rockets or the Pistons.
Well, who are you?
That's where I run into the brick wall.
See, that I don't think any team like the Rockets would want Draymond. Because you got to be very careful. The Rockets right now are ascending and emerging with Şengün and with Amen Thompson. They are. They're going to be – those two players are going to be better in 2 years. And I'm trying to think, and I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Nah.
The Lakers. Maybe the Lakers would want Draymond.
Right. I forgot about that.
Okay. What are you getting back? You're not even getting Hachimura. You're certainly not getting Reeves. I mean, you know what they'll do? They'll say, connect and Gabe Vincent. Maybe.
What if this thing gets so bad that the Lakers would give you picks? Would Lake up and Dunleavy be like?
I don't know if they have picks, the Lakers.
Well, you might be right. But just another, I don't know, man.
I mean,
we need some bodies in here, some new ones.
I mean, I'm open now to more players to come in here than I ever have. But then you get down to the nuts and bolts of how do we get them? How do we realistically get them? That's going to have to be a pro. You know, that's like, who's the guy I was thinking of?
And you think Trey Murphy III is not, he's just not available.
Well, I mean, I think Trey Murphy III,
he would be like, what I want.
Okay. Yeah. Right now the Warriors are tied for eighth. You go and get Trey Murphy. You know what? I'll tell you this.
Because I got a scenario.
They're giving you Trey Murphy for future considerations. You get him you can just drop Trey Murphy onto the Warriors right now. They're tied for eighth.
Okay.
What do they finish with Trey Murphy?
This is where I go. I think they could get to fifth or fourth. And the reason I say that is it wouldn't be Trey Murphy's the third sole job to change everybody. You got things at your disposal that you didn't have. You're different in regard to you got length. And it's one player, but it would take a village for that impact to show and get you from eighth to fourth or fifth.
Trey Murphy,
because that's the title of the Jazz, even without a move, Stani. They got to play better basketball. That's just it, regardless.
Or they're not capable of it. It's possible they're not capable of it.
That's the bottom floor. I hope you're wrong on that.
You just said something that rang a bell, and now I can't. What player were you
bringing? Trey Murphy III?
Trey, it's something to do with him.
I said, you bring him in here, it wouldn't be his sole purpose to get you to fifth.
Right.
Anybody else would play better.
Right. I thought I had something.
Yeah.
Trey Murphy.
But Draymond, Stani, and those three locales, you mentioned the Lakers. I forget the Lakers and good Lord Houston.
Oh,
and,
I know what I was going to say.
You raise your hand.
Give me a break with Trey Murphy. Now, this is too much. This is what we do. He's this year's Cam Johnson. He's just this year's Cam Johnson.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that.
He's Cam Johnson.
But you need this team needs a Cam Johnson.
He stinks.
Well, and where he's but
he's averaging 10 a game.
But what we knew of him.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with him.
Huh?
You're saying he stinks.
Tough system.
Last year you didn't say that. Yeah, tough day. Yeah.
I didn't say he stunk, but I was curious about, man, everybody thinks this guy's a difference maker.
Right.
He's not a difference
Willard
maker.
Willard and Grandy, we all
I'm not convinced Trey Murphy's a difference maker. Just put it that way.
Well, Stani, I guess you're asking him to make a difference. Curry and the rest of the gang is going to be a difference maker. He'll just be part of it.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but he better be an upgrade. Otherwise, how's Curry's impact going to be elevated?
Well, I'm just telling you this. If you're right, and I don't want you to be, and the OGs are just older and they can't do it anymore, and what looks like to be the case, the youngsters aren't good enough, this is what you get. And it can get worse.
I know. I do know that. And that's to me,
like,
this
I'm serious. If that's it, wow.
I mean, to me, we're at clearly the most fascinating part of this team since their title. And the way I've said it is they have staved off a rebuild for 3 years or 2 years. If you want to, you know, they ran it back. They ran it back. Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to be 4 years removed from a title. We're not terrible, but we ain't a contender. Okay. That's okay. Cause we've got four titles, but to me now they're at the point where they're either going to get better or worse.
Oh man.
I really do feel that way because I don't think they can stay the same because staying the same means they're going to get worse because their players are older. So, you know, the biggest question I have for the Warriors is, can they, believe it or not, can they stay at this level? 500, a little better, maybe get to six at 47, 48 wins. Can we stay at that level? And then as Curry transitions, we don't get any worse. It's going to be so hard.
Oh, man.
Like, to me, I hate to say it, but I think what people want to avoid is a 2 or 3 year stretch of not making the playoffs. And I'm wondering if that's starting to get unrealistic.
Let me ask you this, and I'm being real. It just came up on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney text line. I'm being real. Evan, I want your thoughts. If you could bring Jordan Poole back, would you? Because that ship is sinking.
No. I'm sorry, no.
Like, that wouldn't even, you wouldn't even, if Moody Pods or
first of all, what's he make, 30?
Well, man.
I mean,
okay.
I mean.
Balling on a budget.
So what you're suggesting is Poole for Kuminga.
Would you even consider that?
Well, I think the money would have to include another player from the Warriors' side.
Evan, would you, if it was like, if it came down to that,
you know what? Ask me real quick.
Would you do Kuminga
sure,
for?
Why not?
Well, I wouldn't want you to do it feeling
but
that way.
But that's the way it is. Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, I don't really think you get a ton better, but you also get a player who's, well, I don't know, Poole hasn't played a lot this year either.
I think he's just starting to play.
Or is he, checks cashing though, but yeah.
You'd have to move Draymond.
Well, wouldn't that
or
be
Kuminga, right?
How the irony in that?
No, I'm saying if you paired Poole.
Or, they couldn't play. Yeah.
I mean, hopefully, in a perfect world, you could get Poole for Kuminga, and then Draymond Green would retire.
Well, that's not happening.
Because he doesn't want to play with Poole. Let's go to Bernard in Pleasanton.
P-Tail.
Hey, Bernard, how you doing?
They got food out there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Doing well.
Hey, I just want to just chime in a little bit, man. I pretty much y'all got a great show, but, you know, I'm a Raider fan and a A's fan.
Sure.
You know, so I don't listen to y'all too much except during the, you know, the Warriors season.
Okay.
But Guru, I love you, man. But you just, you put emotions in too much of these conversations.
All right,
I don't want to say too much, but you're an emotional guy.
I got you.
And Steiny kind of brings you back to earth, you know, with the practical stuff. And the Kuminga stuff, like, a lot of times you say, just put him on the floor. If you line all the guys up, ain't no doubt. You look at Kuminga, if you have to park or whatever.
Okay.
You're gonna be one of the first guys you pick. But Goo, if you a coach, effort has to be a consideration. And I look at Kuminga, I see him on the floor. Sometimes I don't know if he just don't want to be here.
I'm with you.
For him to be in the league, as long as he's here, Goo, you can just see it. His effort isn't here. Maybe he's playing possum, and when he gets to another team, but he just. The other guys are he's more talented than Gee and all those guys, but they just play harder.
Yeah.
They play with more effort. And I think Kerr is at his wit's end with that. You shouldn't have to tell him to play hard.
No doubt.
My biggest thing with Kuminga. And it hurts me, man. I'm telling you, when I watched the game the other day, I'm like, when is he going in? And for him not to play, it's kind of painful.
Yeah.
And as a team, I know it's affecting the whole team. So that's my thing with Kuminga.
No doubt. Hey, real quick. I'm going to let you finish.
Mm-hmm.
I called him out. He gave up a bad play against the Sixers a couple Fridays ago, gave up an and one on the other end. He was smiling with the ball. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so much bad blood, but you still got to be a professional. So don't dare, just real quick, think that I'm not calling him out because I am hurt, man. On what he's put out there, like he's just too cool for school. But go ahead.
Yeah, and then he got it. And money doesn't motivate everybody, so that was right. And now he got his money. But he, like you said, he is a professional, Goo. So, and I think a lot of the Warriors fans is like, man, we and the Warriors, like, they need him.
That's so amazing.
What else is going to motivate him to play,
Bernard? They need the best version of him.
Yeah. And what is it going to take? And maybe the bad people say it's a business, but some people just, you know, they hold ill will, and maybe he's not going to give his full effort until he goes somewhere else
or plays for another coach. Thank you, Bernard. Man. Appreciate the call.
But we have agreed it's a two-way street on why the Kuminga experience has been a failure, not just this season, because Steiny, outside of the five games, I've been turned off, but just the whole thing, why he's not further along. Why he
What's
doesn't have handles. This is everybody's got a hand in it.
Sure, you can take the responsibility away from him if you want.
No, he's part of it, but the team
He's the biggest
too.
Part of it. He's the player.
How's Kerr going to, just real quick about Kerr, tell Willard and Dibs, yeah, he's not around. He's not around in the summers. Okay. Well, send an email and tell his ass you need to be around. Remember Kirk Lakeup told us that about Wiggins before Wiggins was out of here, and I thought that was odd. Like, he's like, yeah, he's here in the Bay, and I'm like, what's that? But it does. So if you're letting this dude go wherever he's going to enjoy his time off, and that really means something in the grand scheme of things, Donnie, that's got to be conveyed. And maybe it was, and
been conveyed.
Ah, man.
The voices are tired of each other.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Crossover next. That segment brought to you by Safeway.